Good morning.
Good
Hello.
morning. This is Mary from Family First. Am I
Hi,
speaking
Mary.
with Glenny?
This is
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
nice to meet you too. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. How
Okay.
can I help you?
Yes, is this a good time to, take the call?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. So, well, I know we spoke on, text message, but I wanted to speak with you, on the phone to, so you can hear my voice, so I can hear your voice and, to introduce myself.
Okay.
Glennie, I also wanted to ask you some questions to know that we have, all the information correct. So I can see here that Meas is Elpidio, your father.
Yes.
Okay, so for your father, I have here that he's authorized 40 hours. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. And you have a schedule from mostly 9 to 5, right?
Correct.
That schedule works for you, is good.
Actually, I'm thinking about changing the schedule and doing
Okay.
the, yeah, 'cause I have issues in the morning logging in.
Okay.
So I think I want to put it like for the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah, like for the afternoon, 'cause my dad lives with me.
Yes.
Yeah, so it really doesn't matter, but just for the purpose of clocking in and stuff, I think I'm just gonna put it like for the nighttime, like the second sh third shift.
Okay,
Second
so
shift.
from 2 to 5.
No, the third shift.
The third shift. I cannot see it, but what will be the
So it
time,
would
the best
be
time? Yeah.
like from the nighttime to the morning, like that.
Okay, like from midnight
Yeah.
to what time will be in the morning? Like maybe 9 a.m., 8 a.m.
So let's put it from, hold on, let me calculate the hours in my head.
Okay.
Maybe from, hold on. I don't know. Hold on.
Following the 8 hours, it will be like from midnight to 8 a.m.
Cinco, seis, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez, once, doce. Like from five, six, seven, eight. Like
Okay.
from five.
From 5 p.m. to
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It
Two,
will
is
be
it
two.
five, two?
Let me check. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Or could you do from 3 p.m. to 11? Yeah? Okay. Okay, I'm going to ask my supervisor to know so we can check, change the schedule for you, and I will let you know once
That
it's changed.
would be Amita, right? Not Amita. What's
Oh
her name? You
no,
said
my supervisor, his name is actually Orangel, but I know who you're talking to. You're talking to Nina, right? About Nina?
Nina, yeah,
Yeah.
because Nina told me that I had to speak with you in regards to that. I told her yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so 3 to 11 would be fine, yeah.
From 3 to 11.
Like I said,
Okay,
it doesn't
great.
matter. It's just for the purpose of not being logging in and out all the time late.
Okay, great. Just a couple more questions. May I ask you how the services that we're providing are going? Do you have anything you would like to tell us? Any suggestions? Anything you would like to tell us?
Not really. I mean, the pay rate is crap, but
Okay.
it is what it is. Yeah, not
Okay.
really.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. I also have a question regarding hospitals. Have your father been admitted to the hospital maybe in the last 2 to 3 weeks?
Yes. He was in the hospital on the 17th, is it? On the 18th. No, on the 17th.
On the 17th, this month. Okay. And also, just a couple more questions before finishing. Is your address still 212 Mercer Street, Reading? Yeah. Okay. Great. And this will be the main line where I should, call regarding anything from your father. Okay. Okay, great. And do you have like a good time, a best time to call you, like maybe, if I ever need to reach you?
No, anytime is fine. But I
Anytime
did,
is
oh
fine.
wait, Mariana, right? That's your name?
You can call me Mary. I wanna.
Mary, Mary.
Yes.
A question, I do have a question.
Sure.
Yesterday I had a doctor's appointment with him at the cardiology. And of course it was at 8 o'clock in the morning. So that's why I clocked in late. Now, if I'm in the doctor's with him, I can't clock in from the doctor's.
No, it has to be from the patient's address. Always,
Okay.
always, always. So in case, just like you did yesterday, if you ever, at the time where your shift starts, you're somewhere else, you can clock in before you're there, on your father's house, on your house. And or you can also clock in later. It's okay because we can fix that, we can fix that to put it,
Okay.
on the right schedule.
Oh, I see. Okay. And
Yeah.
then, what's the other question that I did have? Oh, and regarding the 8-1 pay thing, do you know anything about that? Because I'm still missing the pay from 8-1.
From August 1st.
Yeah. I had a bank account that closed, and the bank returned the payment to Family First.
Oh,
So I'm still waiting on that, and they still haven't given it to me.
okay, let me check real quick to see what might have happened. I'm going to put you on a brief hold, okay, and I will be back.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Mary.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for waiting, Lini. Okay, so.
My name is Diana Magnin.
Yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So I was checking here, and from what I can see, the pay stub is saying that it was finalized, but since you're saying that it never arrived, you're saying that it voided, right?
No, it's the one that it's the paycheck for August 1st, week ending. They did send it, right? But the
Yes.
bank, my bank, returned it back.
Okay. Okay, yeah. It's in
Yeah,
anyways,
because the account was closed.
Okay. Well, I'm going to, escalate this to payroll so they can, take a
Right.
look at that, and probably they will, if you know, it probably will be arriving next week.
It's been so long. That was Amita. Amita was the one who told me she was going to let me know today.
Okay, so this might be already escalated. Okay, I'm going to check with her. And I will let you know maybe probably through a text message, or I'll call you back depending on what you tell me.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Also, Glennie, I wanted to check, since you said that your father was hospitalized on August 17th, you said, right?
Let me see this. Let me see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could you tell me the reason why he was hospitalized?
For CHF.
Sorry?
CHF. He had a pain.
Okay.
He had a pain in his stomach.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
He had a pain in his stomach, and then he has a congested heart failure.
okay.
That's called CHF.
CHR. Okay.
CHF.
CHF. Okay.
Congested heart failure.
Great.
Because he has a pacemaker.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he wasn't feeling right. And then we had to take him to the hospital.
Okay. And may I know around, the time that you sent it, like what time it was? Like it was admitted to the hospital, it was taken there?
It was early in the morning.
In the morning, okay. And
Mm-hmm.
did you take him in an ambulance, in your car?
No. I took him in my car.
You took it yourself? You took him yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, in your car, right?
Yeah, I took him to the hospital.
Okay, well, and what hospital was that did you admitted him?
Reading Hospital.
Could you spell that for me?
Reading, Reading.
Okay, hospital. Okay, great. Thank you for that. It's just, we have to make reports as soon as the patients get admitted to the hospital. So if that ever happens again, please let us know like within 24 to 48 hours so we can, have it in our
Oh.
system.
Oh no, but he's back home.
Oh yeah, don't worry. He was
Yeah.
just for a day there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just
Because they just wanted to watch him, yeah.
okay. Yeah, but anytime he ever gets admitted or anything, please let us know. Okay? As
Okay.
soon as you can.
Okay.
Well, that was everything, Lini, so I'm going to speak with Arleta and see what she tells me about your pay for August 1st, and I will let you know, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Maria.
Okay, have a great day. It was nice meeting you. Take care.
You have a blessed one. Nice meeting you too. Bye bye.
Bye.